I want to take you to 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. I'd like to kind of give you a heads up as to the appearing of the Lord is what I'm going to be working on. And so if you look at verse 28, it says, "And now, dear children, continue in him so that when he appears, we may be confident and unashamed before him." At his coming, when he appears. When he appears in each of us, you can tell who he is by his nature. When a prophetic word comes and it hits home, you know that it's the Lord using another individual to awaken in you something that you need to change. And then the grace is there to change it. So when he appears in each of us and he coordinates us to be compassionate towards each other and to be focused on him within us, there will be a maturity that will grow in the body of Christ. Verse 29, if you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who does what is right has been born of him. So this is a way of seeing who you're dealing with when you're working, trying to go forward, and you see someone and you say, well, I wonder. Well, by what they do, you get to know who they're born from, either heaven or earth, or the satanic realm. Chapter 3, verse 1. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God. And we all start there. But the deception is that many, when they start off as children, forget to grow up. And the maturity needed in the body of Christ, in order for sitting four Christians in one Jeep, that would be pretty tough. A few years back, everybody had their own agenda. So you'd have war games inside the Jeep. But because that vision came today, it's kind of cool, because that's kind of what I wanted to kind of bring out, is maturity gives you the awareness that you need your brother. Those Navy SEALs that went in after the invasion in Pakistan didn't go with their own idea of how to do things. Do I get an amen? Amen. They went in with a prepared agenda, and they knew it backwards and forwards, and still they lost a helicopter. But it didn't stifle their process. They continued to go forward. Why? Because they had one agenda. We as believers need to be able to hold each other's hands and to go forward with the same agenda, which is what? Not doing your own thing, but doing his thing. Amen. Whatever he's laid inside of you is going to be important for you to carry it out and not be a child about it. But you may have been called a child for a season, but I'm no longer a child. I'm maturing. I'm getting older. I'm getting stronger in my ways with the Lord. Okay? Chapter 3, verse 1 again. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But, watch again. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. Everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. Now, you say, well, he's coming, and I should really wonder when. How about today?
That's right. Right now. Amen.
How about right now? If you see a need, how about if you fill it, if you can?
Yes. Yes.
You know, if you're looking around for someone else to do something, and the Lord has given you a commission, you should carry it out. To the very best of your ability. Purifying yourself, just as he is pure, is something that we choose to do, but sometimes you can't get purification without a fire. So be aware. If there's fire going on, and you're uncomfortable, how many know you can get burned with fire? Okay. Fire is very useful. It can also be very destructive. You've got to be careful. Amen? When the Lord came in the mountain, back when Moses told him to get ready, he came down as fire. Agreed? How did the people react? They ran the other way. Hey, we're going to do whatever Moses tells us, or we'll do whatever he tells us, but we'll just keep him away. Fire's too hot. Book of Acts, chapter 2. Fire came in a different dimension, but it was still fire. Tongues of fire came upon them. And it knocked some of them over. They got a little drunk. Most of the people at the temple site, because don't forget, Pentecost is a feast. They were at the temple early that morning. What do you think the high priest said? Keep them away! They're drunk! Did their attitude change from the mountain to the feast? What's changed? People want to be in control. As soon as they are faced with letting go and letting God do, they what? They vibrate. The tongue starts going. The criticalness starts forming. They start pushing out. And they're acting like brats. Children will be brats. Sometimes. But if they mature, they'll grow up and work with each other. Amen? Verse 4. Everyone who sinned breaks the law. In fact, sin is lawlessness. But you know that he appeared so that he might take away our sins. And in him is no sin. No one who lives in him keeps on sinning. No one who continues to sin has either seen him or known him. Dear children, do not let anyone lead you astray. He who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to make man cook. Is that your version of the scripture? To destroy the works of the devil. Yeah. No one who is born of God will continue to sin because God's seed remains in him. He cannot go on sinning because he has been born of God. This is how we know who the children of God are and the children of the devil are. Anyone who does not do what is right is not a child of God, nor is anyone who does not love his brother. How do I show love for my brother? In any way that I can. Accept him or her just the way they are. Love them where they're at. Don't be critical about their choices, because it's their responsibility to obey the Lord. Maybe they've got a different commission than you, who died and made you judge. When you spit in the wind, what happens? Watch out. When you spit in the wind, you create a mess. And it's usually not in your neighbor first. It splats right back into your own face. So, my suggestion is to intercede for those you see making mistakes. How many have ever made a mistake? How would you like to have somebody pray for you while you're making your mistakes?
Amen.
Thank you. That's the body of Christ. That's the coordinates.
Yes.
I need the intercession of the saints. I don't do it all right. Now, my sister thinks I'm perfect, but the rest of you, that's something else. Okay? And I know she's perfect because she's the only sister I have that's named Yvonne. Well, I'm serious when I say that, because I had one sister that was named Yvonne, and when she came into my life, I told her she was the one that was coming in to replace her. Because the other one's gone into the heavens. So now I needed one. See the heavenly powwow that you saw there? Could be it. We're surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, aren't we?
Yes.
There's a heavenly church and an earthly church, and it's wonderful when they join together.
Yes.
It's awesome. Okay? But you can't be joined to them as mature saints and you being a brat. Wanting your own way all the time. Whoops. That might have tickled the wrong direction, but catch on. If you've got your own agenda, check out. Whatever parts that need to be erased, ask the Lord to erase it with you. Because it's hard to erase an old habit. Anybody got old habits they have a hard time with? Thank you. Ask the Lord for help. That's why he's there. That's what he wants to do. Loving one another is the next area, and I don't want to go there. But I'll let you study it on your own. I'm just going to give you verse 24. Those who obey his commands live in him, and he in them. And this is how we know that he lives in us. We know it by the Spirit that he gave us. Those tongues of fire came upon me many years ago. I haven't been the same since. I was accused that I was erratic. I was accused that I was a fanatic, that I would eventually calm down. Guess what? They were wrong. I'm not teasing you. I am telling you the absolute truth. Okay? This was back in 1979, I believe, 78, 79. And there was the first charismatic leader that taught at a retreat at Our Lady of Sorrows right here in West Springfield. I used to go to Our Lady of Sorrows once a year. I wanted to get rid of my sorrows, but it didn't work. I usually got a new level. But that year, there was a charismatic one. And so I was very excited that we were going to have a wonderful new level of revelation. And it was a charismatic leader from Connecticut that had come up here. And this man had written a couple of books, and he knew the Holy Ghost, and I was all excited. Well, I was excited until the second day that I was there, I ended up with what I would call the biggest nightmare of my life at that time. And I'm not going to go into discussing it, but the end results were awesome. The deliverance came, the Lord brought a wonderful gift, and it was just awesome. But when I came out of that experience, I drove back home, and my wife had already left me a note that there was a gathering at a friend of mine, and there was a whole group of people that were gathering together at their home for a Sunday evening lunch. So I packed my bag and went right back to my friend's house, and I got over there, and they asked me how was this retreat, you know, and I was all excited and started to tell them about the great things that God has done. And that's when one lady piped up, and she says, "Huh, boy, we can tell you're high." And I says, "And yeah, and don't pull me down." And she got very insulted, and she says, "Well, one of these days you'll come back to normal." I says, "Lady, I refuse those words. I never want to be normal again. I've lived for almost 40 years being normal, and that is the stinkiest thing on 2 feet. Normal is not good enough for me." The rest is history. Close your eyes. Say, "Lord Jesus, anybody who has an opinion, I can respect their opinion. It doesn't mean I need to agree. If I need to be high and full of God's love, full of joy, and when I lay hands on the sick, they get healed, and when I pray in the Spirit, the whole body is edified, the fire of God is in my mouth, and I want it to get better. I want it to get greater. I want it to get stronger. Until they get jealous of the joy of the Lord that's in me." Amen? And amen. That's all I got. Father, we just want to thank you now that this word will be confirmed into their hearts and that they'll know that they were changed by the fire of the Holy Spirit, and let it continue to build them up. In Jesus' name. Share some hugs with each other. It's great to have you with us.